48DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The most wanted man in Pennsylvania is wanted no more. Homicide suspect Michael Burham captured about 10 days after his escape from the Warren County Jail.
Looks tired and worn out, as we thought that he might. He's still wearing his prison pants turned inside out. He's dirty, wet.
George Bivens of the Pennsylvania State Police, who says Burham will not be going back to that same jail. In suburban Atlanta, there's a major manhunt tonight for Andrew Longmore. He is wanted in connection with four shooting deaths.
All four victims are adults. There was three males, one female.
Hampton, Georgia Police Chief James Turner. And we're just getting new information from Birmingham about the search for a 25-year-old woman who vanished on Thursday after reportedly seeing a child walking on the side of an interstate. CBS television affiliate WIAT quoting Hoover, Alabama police as confirming Carly Russell was located safely late Saturday night when she returned to her home. With the background of the search, correspondent Astrid Martinez.
Russell's family says while on the phone, they heard her talking to the child, but they didn't hear the child respond. Then they say Russell screamed.
A single witness has reported possibly seeing a gray vehicle with a light-complected male standing outside of Carly's vehicle.
The nursing student's car and some of her belongings, including her cell phone, were found at the scene.
And again, she is now reported safe, turning up at home. Turning to the weather, and you know what the key word is, hot or hotter. Really extreme temperatures in the southern part of the country, pretty much coast to coast from CBS Los Angeles reporter Tom Waite.
Summer scorcher along Southern California's beaches, an escape from blistering triple-digit temperatures.
This feels pretty nice.
The West is in the grip of a deadly record-breaking heat wave.
Last thing I want to be doing is passing out in the middle of Las Vegas Strip.
Death Valley is one of the hottest places on the planet and could hit a record 130 degrees, but that isn't scaring away visitors. El Paso, Texas, on a 30-day streak of temperatures spiking above 100.
On the labor front, coming up, a threat to the nation's supply chain.
Like countless other businesses, UPS shipments are crucial to Derek Langeneckert's Alpha Brewing Company in South St. Louis in Missouri.
We get all of our hops shipped in from Oregon. That's all UPS. They're 44-pound boxes, and that's the only care they use.
How often does he see the brown trucks?
Daily.
And if there's a UPS strike at the end of the month?
And it would just stop production, that's all it means.
Contract talks between UPS and its union workers broke down a week and a half ago. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And striking writers and actors have pretty much idled the film and entertainment industries. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Biking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 56. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 52. Clear skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
I've been waiting. So let's go boogie, get down. Doctors say that it's a perfect cure. And even if you say you're insecure, let's go boogie, get down. So let's go boogie, get down. Exercise will turn that crown upside down. Just 20 minutes a day.
Maxinc Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Porky's Groove Machine there. And sad. I am not sad right now. You know why I am not sad right now?
I see a big smile. Why?
I am not sad because there is a hot dog with a trombone on the telephone with us right now. It is Matt from Porky's Groove Machine.
Yay!
What's up, brother?
Sometimes they call me Hot Dog Telephone.
Hot Dog Telephone.
Oh.
I like that, dude.
Sounds like there's a story.
Are you wearing the hot dog right now?
Yeah, tell us that.
Of course. I don't take it off. Everyone asks me if my costume ever gets stinky. It's not a costume. I have to put a costume on to go to work every day.
The hot dog is not detachable.
No. It is pure flesh. Pure beef flesh.
Oh,
good. You're kosher. That's good.
Oh, boy.
That's
important. Yeah. Oh, yes. Of course. Only the best.
Matt Lowe from Porky's Groove Machine is on the phone with us. Hey, Matt, you guys, Porky's Groove Machine and Work recently did a really fun tour. Tell us a fun story. And how was the shows?
Oh, my gosh. We had the best time with Work. They are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, just wow. We played with them years and years ago, and actually the last show I like really remember of theirs was them playing at Atwood Fest. Gosh, I don't even know how many years ago that was. And so we hadn't gotten a chance to play together in a long time, but we've been friends with them. We've been, you know, chatting on social media forever. And it was such a blast to finally connect and get to play together, you know, have the horns from one band come and sit in with us. Vice versa. We had a really fun spell. So Porky's plays weddings from time to time. This is my, you know, my shameless plug. If you're getting married and you want your father to hate you at your wedding or something, you can hire Porky's.
I want to get married again. Just so I can have
Who would celebrate an anniversary with
We do vow renewals as well, or bar mitzvahs, or, you know, whatever you need. So anyways, we played this wedding, and the happy couple asked us to learn a couple of the best covers that we have ever learned for a wedding. It was 500 Miles.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Africa.
Oh.
And now I don't remember what the other one was, but it was so freaking good. So anyways, we're playing Africa, and we fell in love with these songs so much. So we played them on that tour with work. And we play the first night, we're playing Africa, and all of a sudden, it gets to where, you know, there's usually a flute solo, but of course we don't have a flute in the band.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, Shazasta, the unicorn, sometimes will pull out a flute in a recording session or whatever, but she doesn't bring it on tour. So we're playing along. And all of a sudden, sax player and work, Daniel, jumps on stage with his flute and starts playing the flute solo for Africa.
You have got to be kidding.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
I knew he was talented, but oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. They are so awesome. And then even better, unfortunately, Dave the Red Ranger wasn't able to join us on that tour. So Frank from work played guitar on the whole tour.
Wow.
Such a fun time mixing the families together.
What was it like? I mean, you're on stage. You have to keep playing. You're in the middle of a song. You're concentrating your notes. And all of a sudden, this dude comes up with a flute.
Oh, dude, I play the trombone in a funk band. I am like the least important component of what the heck is going on. Generally, if something like that happens, I'm just like off on the side cracking up and just dying off on the side. So like, you know, I'm just sitting there loving it, watching the whole thing go down. It's great.
One happy hot dog sitting in the corner playing his trombone. You know, man, I did not realize that your first album, the first album from Porky's Groove Machine, this would be a great present for grandma.
Oh, no.
It was released in November of 2011.
What?
Yeah, November of 2011.
How many years ago now?
Too many. Yeah,
pretty
you're
wild.
Old, dude.
Pretty wild.
So now that we revealed the age spotch on your bun and you got a little mold there, tell us and reflect back. Reflect back to where you are now. And what's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing that comes to mind is that we are called Porky's Groove Machine for a reason. Obviously, the pork is important. You know, I'm a beef hot dog, but we value pork highly, and the pork is important. That's all well and good.
We're not named
after the movies. So, but the really the most important component of the name is the groove machine. And what is important about a groove machine but interchangeable parts? Henry Ford innovated the modern manufacturing system in the Industrial Revolution to include products produced with interchangeable parts. And the thing about Porky's Groove Machine is we have interchangeable parts. Each person plays a role in a cog in this machine, but we've been doing this for 13 years now. You know, the record was 12 years ago. We played a year before that.
Yeah.
We have had so many different people play in this band over the years. I believe the Squid and I are technically the only original members.
Wow.
We are the only two who played the very first show.
But you kept it together.
Soon after the banana joined, the bongo master, soon after that, the trumpet, the dumpster boy joined. Yeah. Great. This group has grown and shrunk and changed and evolved so many freaking times over the years. It's such a beautiful thing. And we continue, you know, we have some members who live all around the country now and they can't always join us. And so now we have, you know, we have drummers on call. We have guitarists on call. We have all these different people filtering in and out. And it just makes me so happy to to get to play music with all these people and keep the thing alive and just keep doing it. It's so much fun. So that groove machine is really, I think, the important thing to hang your hat on there.
Okay, Matt, here we go. You know, we're journalists here, so we got to ask the tough questions.
Wait. Terry's
please,
a journalist.
Thank you.
And we did some research, and I'm actually looking at a photo right now of you naked behind your costume, and it's being washed. Or actually, it's drying on a clothesline, and you're standing behind it. So the fact that you said that the costume doesn't come off,
it has to be clean now and then.
And we've got photo proof on your Facebook post.
Guys, I have to go.
Nice try.
Hey, Matt, so you guys are coming to Madison coming up here for a couple of great shows, and one of them...
Oh, man, we're so jazzed.
Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
Tell us, is everybody... Who's all coming down for Atwood Fest? Like you said, there's so many musicians, and the last time I think we saw you was New Year's Eve, and Shasta was not along, so... Who's going to be down here for Atwood Fest?
And the dumpster boy was not there. We had a sub trumpet filling in the horn section.
That's right. Mm.
And so together, the two of us both had no idea what the hell was going on. Yeah, so we are, we have most of the core group coming. We have the squid, of course, Knee the Hot Dog. We got dumpster boy. We have the Martian singing lead.
Oh, yeah.
We do... I'm pretty sure I have a spreadsheet with all this information, but my brain turns out is not not locked tight.
Yeah, so that's why we write it all down.
That
you're not really
Shazasta the unicorn is coming.
Yeah,
we have we've had a stalwart drummer with us. His name is Lars. He fills the role of Larry. He plays the role of Larry the drummer. If you didn't know, it's kind of a subtle, quiet piece of lore, but every drummer we've ever had is named Larry.
That's perfect.
and then we have Frank from Work Again is the fun guy. He wears mushroom clothing and he's the fun guy.
Nice.
Playing guitar.
The fun guy. I like that.
Yeah, so we have one of your local stars on stage.
The kosher hot dog with a trombone from Porky's Groove Machine is joining us right now.
And this will blow your mind if you have not seen Porky's Groove Machine. Come and see them.
If there's one band you see this year, it has to be Porky's Groove Machine.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate that. We have so appreciated getting to be a part of your family over the years. So thanks so much for having us again.
Oh, thank you, man. And you are like family. Tell us, beside Atwood Fest, what's a couple other big shows that you're doing in the next couple of weeks that you're really excited about?
Yeah. A couple weeks after that, a week after that, we're playing back home in, quote unquote, home in Minneapolis. Most of the band members live in the Twin Cities now. So we're playing in Minneapolis with a great band called McNasty Brass Band. That's going to be awesome. That's on August 5th. I don't know how many of your listeners might end up in Minneapolis.
Well, we have
stations all over the state now.
We're on the air.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. Yeah, so of course. So come say hi with McNasty. They're incredible. And then a couple weeks after that, we're back in Madison for the Shank Corners Block Party, which I believe is back right in the same neighborhood as Atwood Fest.
It is.
Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really, really fun. And then that's the 18th. And then the 19th, we head up to Rochelle, Wisconsin, outside of Wausau for Vibin' in the Pines. It'll be our first time at that festival, but we're really excited for that, too. So, we got another little run coming up. It's going to be really fun. And, it's going to be great. We have another new drummer we're going to be introducing on that run. It's
going
to be awesome. We're having a great time. Yes, her name is Larry.
Her name is Larry. Excellent.
Oh,
hey Matt, we got to fly, but thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll see you at Atwood Fest, brother.
Yes.
Oh man, thank you so much. We'll see you. Have a good one.
Safe travels.
Porky's Groove Machine, Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So fun.
taking out the salt and pepper head. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pet. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? You recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary. They are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sanctifiers. They came out to spice up the night. I said,
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to make you beans and rice. They came out to spice up the night. But their style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chucks, so you know she's master in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Spectre Gadget, cause she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
Spice Girls.
Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. We got one more guest coming up immediately after Little Earthquakes. What is Jimmy K saying? I don't know. We'll find out. Tune in later. But Caravan Gypsy Swing is going to join us. Crisco, Terry, looking forward to that. It's going to be a great chat. Max Inc. Radio.
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. To me, there's no better summer festival in Madison than La Fête de Marquette. That's why I'm thrilled that Weikert Realtors Lake Point is again a sponsor. Are you planning to attend La Fête this year? Then stop by our booth and say hello to the Lake Point team and find out how we can help you realize your real estate goals. If you mention this ad, we'll even buy a beverage. Find us on the web at weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Rapper Chris.
Uncle Tim.
We are
Government Zero.
You're listening to
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on the Pacific Media, doing the local music with Gypsy Caravan Swing. Or is that Caravan Gypsy Swing? I'm sorry. This is Je ne sais quoi. Tank Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Je ne sais quoi, that's Caravan Gypsy Swing. And make sure you check out the podcast page. There's a ton of great interviews. The shows. Rocker is working feverishly to get everything posted.
I think he's working on things right now.
Yes, he is.
Typing away. He laughs.
Anyway, just check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. And while you're there, Terry, grab the app.
Oh, absolutely. And we are so thrilled that song you just heard, Caravan Gypsy Swing. There really is nothing that sounds like that kind of music around here. And what we just heard is from the ensemble's most recent release. But one of Caravan's members is so busy these days. We just thought, okay, it's time to catch up with him. Christo Rupenthal, thank you for joining us here at Max Inc. Radio. You are all over the place. You've got new projects. But the thing I think I want to start with you is songs like the one we were just listening to. These have charted on jazz radio stations. How does that feel when you see hard work paying off?
It's really a great thing. You know, it's really a great feeling to have some success and just to be able to, you know, put in all the work, you know, ahead of the release, and then to see it, it really go somewhere is really thrilling.
Oh, and it's just beautiful to listen to. And you did some of these, or probably most of these, on your label, String Swing Records. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Hot String Swing Records. Yeah. All the releases. I think we're on 12 or 13 now for releases, so somewhere in that area.
Wow. Of course, this is where I love to kind of dive into who you are for people who may not be familiar. I'd be shocked, but you just never know. Now that, you know, we've expanded across the state, it's a great opportunity for you to kind of share your short story, or sometimes I know Rocker will say, give us your elevator pitch, Christo.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So, what you just heard was my band Caravan, and that band is actually we're just screaming into our 20th anniversary. Actually, in August, we'll be 20 years old as a band, and so we've been, you know, playing throughout the region, all over Wisconsin, into Illinois, Iowa. You know, we're a regional band, but we actually have been as far away as Bangalore, India, believe it or not, for a tour. So we've been a busy band all these years. I've also expanded my repertoire into the Hawaiian steel guitar world, and I have a few groups that I played that instrument on. One is Christo's Novelty Combo, which is kind of my newest project, and I also have the Driftless Plowboys, which is kind of like a Western swing cowboy string band. So that's what you got to do to be a professional musician. You have a lot of projects, a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
You know, to keep going. So
that is amazing. But it seems like you really have this love of, if I can call it that Hawaiian style of music. How did this start? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so I mean, my experience with the steel guitar really goes back to first falling in love with early vintage country and Western swing music. So the music of Hank Williams, Bob Wills, those types of things, electric steel guitar. And, you know, the same thing happened in the jazz guitar world, where I first fell in love with maybe the more recognizable electric guitar sounds that came later. But then, you know, just being kind of like a music history buff, I always delve into what happened earlier and earlier and try to trace back the history of an instrument. And that's kind of where my love of the Hawaiian steel guitar specifically came in. So just kind of through trying to be as authentic as possible by learning about the long-term history of the instruments that I'm approaching.
I want these guys to put hula skirts on and do some little dances. And I mean, I think the way it
maybe when you have the video, maybe when you have the video stream going.
Oh, you know. There you go. Or when we get you guys back in the studio to play. Now that would be hilarious. And then the definite video stream would be going.
Right.
Oh, you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and Christo Rupenthal is here with us. Now, your guitar playing really is so unique. You play a bunch of different instruments. You just shared about the Hawaiian stylings, but you're actually making guitars your official business too, if I may say that. Does this feel like this is a big step or something you've always wanted to do?
I mean, it's, you know, so yeah, I just recently launched my new vintage guitar business, Antiquitone Vintage Guitars. And, you know, I've for many years, I've been buying and selling instruments. When I first moved to Madison, I actually came here fresh out of college, getting a musical instrument repair degree. And I spent about 10 years at local music stores in the repair shop. And all along the way, I was buying stuff, restoring stuff, and selling stuff. And so this is kind of like, getting further on in my life, wanting to kind of establish something a little bit more official. I started this this new business. And, it's been about, 6 months in the making, and it just kind of launched recently. And once again, it's called Antiquitone Vintage Guitars.
Perfect. I've seen some of the photos of some of the things that you're working on and that are, oh my gosh, I have to say, for sale. I think if it were me, I'd want to put them all on the wall somewhere right. and not sell them.
I'm telling you, that's totally the truth. You know, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that just for the sake of like kind of stoking the furnace of the business, like I'm letting some stuff go out of my personal collection.
Oof.
That, it could easily be on the buying side of these instruments.
Yeah.
So what, tell me like, some kind of like, what's the best vintage, you got like some Les Pauls or, what are you doing with the vintage? Tell us about some of the guitars you have in stock.
At this point, just because it's kind of like my area of expertise, I'm doing a lot of, a lot of steel guitars and jazz guitars, like earlier instruments. And primarily, since I'm primarily an acoustic player, I'm kind of focused on that, but I'm definitely looking to branch out. And, I think some real high quality electrics are definitely going to be in the future.
Ooh.
But for this initial offering, it's mostly early acoustic instruments of various different types, mandolin, guitar, ukulele, steel guitar, those types of things.
Do you ever get someone to contact you, especially now that you really are out there doing this, that says, I want one of these, but then what do I do? Are you able to guide them in which one might work for them? Or, maybe they just want to hang it on the wall and look at it because it's art, too.
For sure. I mean, this is like my wheelhouse, my area of expertise. And just coming from like a core of a real lover these vintage instruments, I'd love to talk to people about them. So I'm happy to help. I'm here to help.
One other guy that does vintage type instruments or creative instruments is Bradley Fish. He does that kind of work, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's so cool. They sound so cool too, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Christo, your new business, your projects, all the new shows that you have coming up, where do we best find you? How do we keep up with you?
So the vintage guitar business is easily found at antiquitone.com, which is just like it sounds, Antiquitone, antiquitone.com.
I like the name.
And then my music website, the easiest way to go there probably is just to go to antiquealoha.com. And that takes you right to where you wind up is christorupenthal.com, but that's kind of challenging to spell or remember. So just go to antiquealoha.com, and that's got all of my gigs for all of my different projects are posted. All my music's available. There's even a link to the vintage guitar business right on the front page. So that's maybe the go-to place is antiquealoha.com.
That's beautiful. Okay, I think we've got one more before we let you go. Jimmy Kay, what is coming up? And then maybe Christo will explain what this song is.
Well, I actually have two because he said three songs. So I thought I would play, I think it's the Don't Sing Aloha When I Go is the one you want to do after.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
And then we also have the Don't Stop Loving Me song after that.
So both of those songs come off my most recent release, so convenience in that respect. The first one, Don't Sing Aloha When I Go, is a song that I sourced from my pretty vast 78 RPM record collection for the repertoire of my new Christo's Novelty Combo project. And that song is a CD only, a physical product only bonus track, which is on my newest record, which is called Antique Aloha to That Hula Jazz.
Ooh, yeah.
And it features my combo, which is a great bass player named Forrest Evans and a great guitar player named Guion Compuesto. And once again, you go to my website, you can find our calendar. We've got a bunch of gigs coming up, both locally to Madison and throughout the state, kind of regionally. The other one is Don't Stop Loving Me, is another vintage early Hawaiian song. And that one is kind of like tells the story of my whole pandemic solo studio experience when we were, you know, our shared mutual trauma that we all went through. I was at home in my newly made a home project studio, kicking out as many records as I could. I put out 3 full length records during the pandemic, which every note you hear on it is me. And so, a great way to use my time, you know, since there were no gigs to be had.
Well, and now it's got you rolling forward with everything. So you definitely used that time perfectly. So Jimmy K, it sounds like we have got a, like what you like to call a double dip here.
We have a double dip.
Ooh.
Yeah. Crystal, thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate
you, Crystal.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Oh,
for sure.
Absolutely,
really
our pleasure.
Let's hear it right now. Don't Sing Aloha When I Go on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
loving me, Crystal Rupenthal on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. You know, this is why I love doing Max Inc. Radio.
Yes, me too. Me
because,
too.
You know, tonight we played, let me just go to my history here. The Cancellations. Okay. Yep. We played Frank Martin Bush and the Names. We've played music from Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts.
Yes.
The Jimmies.
Porky's Groove Machine.
Porky's Groove Machine. And some Hawaiian music.
Oh,
I love that.
It's so great because where are you going to get anything else like this? We'll just say, nowhere.
Okay, so you two are leaving. Thank you for joining me tonight. You guys are heading out to La Fete to see the Jimmies with Marshall Ball, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and we'll try not to brag about it. Sorry.
We're gonna see if she can write a hit.
I'm going to try to go right there.
Okay.
And so you in Radioland, you get a treat for the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to do an hour of nonstop new local rock, just back to back to back to back. We're going to rip off some good songs. We'll post the playlist up on the website or on the podcast page when we do that. And coming up, Max Inc. Heavy, we're going to have a chat with Tommy Drums, talk about Snotfest that's coming up at the Crucible. Does anybody have the calendar open for next week? Oh, wait. Rocker's off next week.
Oh, way to go.
You have 20 seconds.
Know, like
20 seconds
like,
to tell me all your show next week.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the show next week. It's July 20th, Jimmy, at the Waukesha County Fair. We're going to have the Whammy Guitars for Vet stage at the Liney Lodge, and it's going to be Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon.
Huh.
Talon's going to be there.
Talon Noble
Lots.
Okay.
And that starts at 7:30, July 20th at the Waukesha County
Fair.
But
then do you have more, like the next nights? Or are you going to just be so exhausted for two nights that you can't
Well, on the Saturday, actually, that I'm going to be gone. I'm playing at a private party.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh.
He's,
Iron Plow rocking
he's doing,
it.
Yeah, look at that. Private parties now for Iron Plow.
Yeah.
Good job, Rocker.
All right.
So I think it's going to be you and me, Terry, next week.
We'll have a blast, as always.
And then is Atwood Fest for that. Maxi and Kevy at 10 o'clock. Enjoy the hour of awesome music.
Thank you.
Take a break. I just ain't got nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. So under my heart, it's been singing. Turning cold, and I've lost our home. Baby, I just need time, and this will all be fine. But the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. You're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. But it's no wonder your heart has been singing. Yeah.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin.